patience with our trees. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. This past week's hard freeze was very destructive. For 3+ days, the temperatures basically set record lows for those days in many areas of the state, and combined with an early spring warm-up, that proved to be a wreck waiting to happen for many of our native trees.
The trees have the capacity to take care of themselves, and I'm not looking for any mortality per se. It's just going to be, the trees are stressed a little bit right now.
UT Forestry Management Specialist Larry Tankersley says he remains confident that for the most part, our trees will bounce back from the shock of those cold temperatures just when they were really starting to take off with that new spring growth.
My suspicion is that probably won't have a lot more pollen bothering anybody, the way it was in late March, but that also means that we may not have a lot of fruit, especially acorns and other soft mast. You know, I'm particularly concerned for some of the wildlife species that use acorns, hickory nuts, and other assorted things, you know, later on in the year.
As for homeowners that are concerned over the dead leaves and looking to try and help their trees along, Tankersley says,
you know, just leave them alone. If you just can't stand yourself, give them a drink of water. But otherwise, you know, the trees are just going to have to work through this. So I wouldn't recommend any kind of pruning and or fertilization before, you know, as early as middle of May or early June before we really start taking any particular activity manipulating the plant.
And as we reported yesterday, the governor has issued a disaster declaration for the entire state because of the hard freeze, and officials hope to get a better assessment of the extent of damage within the next few days. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.